The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Keep your mission on your mind, and your mind on your mission. This is Mission Minded with Michael Coleman.
Welcome back to another Mission Minded. Keep your mind, your mission, your mind. Heart of Alabama Food Bank's own CEO, Michael Coleman, joins us here. Of course, we do it every week. And right after this, we have a show called Bite by Bite, which is specific to feeding America and everything the Heart of Alabama does. They do wonderful work serving 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. And we thank all the service and all the individuals that help make that thing go down there in the beautiful city of Montgomery. Michael, obviously, a very interesting week. I say that, and it seems like almost every week's an interesting week in both a horrible and a beautiful kind of way. And obviously, shootings and all kinds of strange things going on. You wanted to bring up Charlie Kirk during the show today. You and I have not spoken since the shooting, but what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I heard a guy online, of course, everybody's, but there's plenty of people that I follow, advice that I respect, or at least think it's worthy to sit and listen to. Don't always agree, but there's several people online. And the other day when I was processing, I was scrolling, and he said, you know, when President Trump got shot, I didn't have the same emotion. This emotion feels different. This feels more like a 9/11 type thing in terms of the potential movement of society. I just thought it was very interesting because me personally, I was feeling something along those lines, was having a little trouble articulating it, that it's not. And it's when you step back, I mean, I've looked at this for a lot of years, and I guess I'm just kind of, when I talk to you about, let's just talk about it, it's just kind of downloading our emotions a little bit.
Let's do it, because I got some thoughts too. Go ahead.
Yeah. So with the Heart of Alabama Food Bank and any nonprofit work, I've never gotten into the immigration issue. And I'm going to relate this back to the Charlie Kirk issue. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten to the immigration issue. You know, if there were Hispanic illegals and they were hungry, I'm going to try to feed them. And that has not changed. Or people that I disagree with politically, or, you know, I don't, bottom line is I feed hungry people, and that's not going to change. But for years and years and years, going all the way back to when I was in the 80s, living in Europe, there was a problem with Middle Eastern people coming into the country. And again, I'm taking the long route away to bring this back to Charlie Kirk. They were talking back in the late 80s about Turkish, particularly people from Turkey coming into Germany, open borders, not assimilating into society. Coming in and oftentimes becoming dependent on the economy. So you're coming in the country, you're not changing your values. You're bringing your values from a broken place. And oftentimes what I perceive is a very destructive view, lens in through Islam. I'm just going to be honest, but I don't trash people and things on our show, but I mean, this is just the way I'm feeling right now. And it's happened all over Europe, and I see it now with protests, all the pushing back, all the stuff with, you know, other immigration groups coming in, going to our communities, creating all sorts of crime. Again, not everybody. A lot of them are just hardworking people that just want a different life. I get it. But it's this whole idea of not able to assimilate, and which I'm gonna bring that up. There's this particular guy, which they've now arrested, 22 years old. The people who for the last several years, particularly going back to the Black Lives Matter movement, has become more and more vocal. Every time there's somebody that disagrees with them, they're screaming racist. I've been called a racist plenty of times, even though I, as you know, gave up my life savings to create a nonprofit that 90% of the people it's helping were African Americans. We just live in such a divisive world, and I'm sick over it. And I start looking at our world right now. Europe is in turmoil. Every country over immigration. They have taken over London. They have taken over all these major cities. Now the mayor of London is, you know, they all talk about ultimately Sharia law and all of that. Now, we have that all over the place. Now, how does that relate back to the killer? Charlie Kirk and many others have said, you know, let's sit down and have a debate. Let's talk about what's good for our country. And you have people who are radicalized oftentimes or become radicalized in our institutions that's happened over decades. And it's gotten to the point that what we grew up with, which was normal, we had this is our culture. This is what the norms are. We show respect. We show it. We care for our neighbors. Yes, we're a flawed people. But I look at today and you have people like this shooter, and we don't know all the things going on behind it. He had some trans writings on his, you know, he hated Charlie Kirk. At some point, he got radicalized in the last few years. But everywhere I turn, there's this flipping of our norms. If you stand up against somebody transgender going, you know, being in girls' sports, you're a bigot, you're a fascist, you're a homophobe, you're a racist, on and on and on, to the point that I myself have been coward at times. Because every time I stuck my head out of the ground to voice an opinion, I was yelled at to shut up because I'm a white male. And I know there's a lot of things wrapped up here, but you look at our immigrant communities, even those who are here legally. One of the ones I talk about is Omar, Ilhan Omar, who represents a primarily Somalian community in Minnesota. They have not assimilated. They've come from one of the worst, most broken cultures and countries, and didn't come to America to aspire to be great and to have the opportunity of freedom and add to their community. And add. No, they brought the Somalia broken culture and they stuck to that. And you see it all over our country. And I am just utterly sick and tired of being lectured to and being pushed back on, because the norms in our culture that grew up with has been flipped upside down as if we're the odd ones. We're the ones who aren't assimilating into society. I love the idea of a melting pot, but one thing that today's radical far left cannot wrap their mind around was we were a bunch of immigrants who all came together, regardless of your background, and you embrace the American ideal. Everybody assimilated into this melting pot to say, we want to be the best. We want to love people. We had a Christian, a Judeo-Christian value, and we wanted to care for our neighbors. So I didn't care if you were Italian. I didn't care if you were Black. I didn't care if you were all those things, because we're all striving for the same thing. And some way, somewhere that got put on the extremes. And what was norm, I mean, it's been totally been reversed. And what you continue to see are trans people. The trans person went in and shot up the school in Nashville. Recent killings in Minnesota, just nonstop people with mental illness and shooting people. Charlie Kirk, Kirk, I've listened to him many, many times. Didn't always 100% agree. But every time he sat down and he gave people a voice who opposed him and just said, let's talk. That's all he did was talk. He never advocated violence. He never. And somebody shot him in the most grotesque, cowardly way because they had become radicalized into believing that Charlie Cook was a fascist. I've seen it time and time again. The people who are calling people fascists and they go, okay, what is a fascist? They can't even define what a fascist, they've just been told that. So I said all that to say this, going back to what I originally said, there's something that shifted. I'm seeing people who are longstanding believers and longstanding lovers of our country who said, this bullshit is over. We are not going to take it anymore. Europe is pushing back against this, and it's and of course, the last thing I'm calling, I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm just saying that sometimes when something so tragic happens, Charlie Cook, Kirk had a great impact on turning young people around to the conservative movement. His death will have even a greater impact in helping people see the wickedness and the evil and the monstrosity that's now found in the pro-illegal immigration, pro-transgender, all these movements, all these radical movements, the BLM movements. And I'm just done pretending that I can just tolerate the norm. We've tried to just sit down and say, okay, we can coexist. If you want to dress as a woman, you're a man, go live your life. If you feel like you want to fight for the idea of that you're oppressed being in this country because you are black and come from slaves, by all means, get your platform and do it. We saw the African American on New Jersey that killed the Ukrainian immigrant, stabbed her in the neck. She was just sitting there reading a book. Three people on that bus stood there and watched her die and didn't blink. And I didn't give two shits that she had been stabbed and walked away. That's where we are. And the question is, are we going to continue to just sit there and let the decay? Because that's the last thing I'll say on this and turn it back over to you. And thank you for just letting me rant for
sure.
A minute.
Yeah.
I've been praying several prayers. One is, God, don't let my heart become permanently bitter as I process this. Number two, leave room for your vengeance, because just because it doesn't feel like you're here in this moment, we know you are.
Oh, yeah.
And we know that you take care of. But number three, one of the things that's probably the most hard or the most difficult is remembering that the scriptures tell us that our enemy is not flesh and blood. So underneath these people, these vessels for evil, mm-hmm. is a spiritual entity that is dark and evil and hates everything that is good and is driving these people. So when I say we stand up to the people, I'm not talking about hurting them in any way. I'm not talking about, but I'm talking about no longer bending back and start pushing back on these radical ideas that Satan and his minions are trying to undermine the norms of the family, the norms of our culture, to where we hate, to where we mistrust, to where we radicalize. And we have to stand up against it as God's hands and feet. And just say, we're not going to give in. We're not going to turn the battlefield over. It's a war, not against the person, but against the evil that's driving that person.
You done?
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. And I couldn't write down notes fast enough. you know, this country was built on immigration. We can go back and look at, you know, the boats that came in through New York, and they had Ellis Island. It was an island just specifically for people to get into this country. They made an island. They created an island out there just to have people that could be processed to come into this country. So that's nothing's changed. Yeah. We have expanded over a period of time. I'm all about doing it right, doing it legal. I try to always, and I know where your heart is, man. I know where your heart is, and I understand the gravity of your voice and how you feel, because I know how much you love people, and I know you've dedicated your life to the service of God. So I know this going in. I, for one, can't ever imagine a situation that is so bad in my country that I take all my belongings with my three children and my wife and make a 3,000 mile trip on my feet to a place that I think is going to give me a better place to live. Now, think about that for a minute. Yeah. Right now, drop everything you got, and you got to walk three, and you don't even know where the hell you're going.
Yeah.
You're walking to LA starting today with your kids. You got a bottle of water and no money. I mean, that's insane. That's crazy. So that tells me, obviously, that where they're living and certainly, you know, I wish we could all just be one happy place. And I know there's a lot of broad brushing that goes on here, because there are, like you said the word extremes. There are extremes in everything we do. There's extremes in everything. Sure. And somewhere in the middle, the truth usually lies somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
So I try to take an account there. And do I want children to be separated from their parents? No, I don't. But the thing is we opened that dam a long time ago. And we allowed it just to flush for a long, long period of time. And now we're trying to make it right. And it's going, some people are going to be hurt, and there's going to be some separation because of that. I will tell you this, just because of what Donald Trump's doing right now. People, first of all, they're like, I don't want to be part of that crazy society because I don't want to get arrested or be told, you know, that I can't even work my job down at a Hyundai plant. There's a lot of people that are like, you know what, screw the United States right now. We'll go find somewhere else. And he has created that, which I think is a good thing. You know, our doors have been open if you want to do it right. I understand. And I for sake would love to get an expert on this. Like, how difficult is it to become a resident of the United States of America? I would love to know that. My son is Guatemalan. I have two boys. One's going to be turned 21 here in a couple of weeks. And my 18-year-old. My 18-year-old's got special needs. He's got brain damage. He's legally blind. He's probably the mind of an 8 or 9 year old. He's 18 years old. He don't look like me. And it scares the shit out of me every time he goes on a field trip, because I don't know if they're going to be going to a Flying J and clean tables today as part of the Oak Mountain school system. And someone's going to go, hey, we need your identification. He doesn't have identification. He doesn't have a driver's license. So I'm kind of sitting there going, screw the blue star. I need to get this kid down the DMV. And even then, could he sit there and talk to someone from ICE or whatever and say, listen, this is my situation, or call my dad or something? So that just scares the car out of me.
I get it.
You went so many different directions, and I know that you kind of wrapped it around. I will say this. We do live in a country where we are free to say and do whatever we want. There are ramifications. There are responses for everything we do and say.
Yeah,
We can be woke. We can be thrown out of our jobs. We can be arrested. We can do all those things. There's not too many countries that still allow that. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I'm faithful to the United States of America for allowing me to say that Donald Trump is an asshole, or saying that Joe Biden is a dumbass, or what, and not being arrested for it.
Yeah.
With freedom comes a lot of responsibility.
Sure.
We as a country are still like a 2 or 3 year old. We don't know what the hell we're doing. I mean, look at our past, for God's sakes. And just when you think there's a breaking point, it's easy to find something in the past and bring it back up and go, look, dude, we've been doing million man marches. We've been doing these things for 200 years.
Yeah.
But I do believe that you're onto something in the fact that there's a contingency of people, and I don't know if it's because Donald Trump is our president. I think it probably has a lot to do with it, that we are just tired of the way things have been going, and it's time for us to stand up and say enough's enough. And as long as it's got God's word behind that movement, I'm fine with that. I am totally good. I wish more people were holding onto a Bible when they're opening their pie hole. And that goes God rest his soul, for Charlie Kirk. I was asked by a client yesterday who was asked if they should take a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk. And I said, let me tell you a little story about a friend of mine at the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And I mentioned that you and I had this conversation about the whole George Floyd situation. And that some of your employees were like, hey, are we going to do a Black Lives Matter banner on our website? Are we going to do this? And you're like, this is not our fight. We're here to feed people. We're not here to pick sides. Well, if you don't pick a side, then people are going to think, well, then they can think whatever they want. But they know to come here, we need, you know. And so, you know, do we need to paint our streets? Do we need to make sure that's on the back of our uniforms? Do we need to have a special gay pride thing in NASCAR? Do we? No. And I'm not going to not going to fool anybody who's got a belief that's alternate to that. If you don't want to stand up for gay night or whatever, God bless you. That's good, because that's what I believe. I don't hate these people. But I don't like their lifestyle. I, you know, it's whole hate the sin, love the sinner.
Well, that's really the greatest struggle we have. And I'm not saying people on the right are perfect; they don't lose their cool, or that crimes are not done. I get it. But we are living. So if you just look objectively at truth, we've talked about this. If you look at every major city in this country, there is, I guess I have to make it political to some degree. So I'm just saying, let's just look objectively where these high murder rates are happening, black on black crime at an unbelievable rate. The news media goes crazy. The New York Times mentioned a white on black crime over 100 times, just one crime, 100 times. The black guy stabbing the white immigrant in the neck, 0 times. Mm-hmm. And so you've got the mainstream media that any time that there's a white on black crime, it's always race-based. It's always, all right, there is, the latest statistics show that when you look at white on black crime and black on white crime, that black against white crime is over 300% more than white on black crime. Mm-hmm. When you go into the cities like Chicago, where Trump's talking about doing that, and I'm not saying that's the right approach, not the right approach. I'm saying, just like Washington, D.C., crime is out of control, and it's mostly black, almost all black on black crime. And yet for decades, these cities are run by liberal Democrats. City councils are liberal Democrats. And year after year after year, their situation just gets worse and worse and worse. And you can go back to the black family, because there was tremendous poverty in the black family. But you go back to the 50s before they started sending out checks. And the government did this. I want to say not intentionally, but when they started making money available, but you couldn't have a man, it was only for people that didn't have a man in the house. They split the black family apart.
Yep.
You did not have black on black crime like this, because the black culture was very spiritual. It was very family oriented, and it didn't matter if you didn't have a pot to pee in. You had a man in that house, you had a wife in that house, and they were raising their children with values, and money had nothing to do with it. And now 7 out of 10 African-American children are born in homes without fathers.
Culturally, you're certainly onto something, but we could go hours on this, but I did want to bring it up, because I know we're on a tight schedule. I do find it really incredible. It's the only word I can find that these mass shootings, and by the way, that school, there's a cool shooting too the other day that no one's even talking about. Two kids, because no one died, we're not talking about it. Two kids were critically shot. They're going to be okay. These white shootings, I don't care if you're trans. I don't care what you are. They're all boys in their 20s. And I'm not making light of it, but I can't even think of a situation where we had a black individual as part of a mass shooting. And maybe black people were like, hey, we're doing something right here. You know, I just had a shooting. We found 20, you know, shell casings, three houses down from my house the other night. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I live in a pretty nice neighborhood. And so, yeah, I mean, it's gotten close. But it is amazing. The angry white man, it may be this way, but I will say this, and I know we can't keep going. We've got to figure out, Mike, a way to do it without introducing violence into all this stuff. We are a free country, and we've got more guns than human beings in this country. And we are by far, I have a friend of mine who's fixing to move to Ireland of all places because of the crime here. He's like, you know what? I want to know what it's like to go somewhere where no one has a pistol. What's it like when people kind of use their fist instead of their guns? They don't allow pistols in Ireland, some parts of it.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, that right now in Ireland, Scotland, England, video after video after video, to where they have their own immigration fights. And you're right, everybody doesn't have a gun, but everybody's got a knife. And so they have this out of control, people kill them with a knife, because it doesn't matter what the weapon is. Yep. When you hate, you're going to kill. But it's the radicalization of not having core values. Yep. The core values in the black community have dissolved as the family has dissolved. And so it's left them killing each other. It breaks my heart.
I know.
To see that.
I know.
The number one abortions, again, so many black youths. But these radicals who are brought up with wanting socialism and all of that, and capitalism is not perfect, but socialism, not only has it failed everywhere, but you see the deaths associated with it. You see the tyranny that's associated with it. And it's like people are trying to destroy Western culture in Europe and America. And I think that this, along with other things, that there has been a shift, and you're going to see, unfortunately, a lot of instability, political instability. France's prime minister has already fallen. Britain's prime minister is under a lot of pressure to resign. There's just tremendous upheaval around the world. And that's not even touching on Israel, Gaza, and Ukraine. And now Poland has gotten involved with Russia.
Well, you're right. And we'll wrap this up by, you know, going back to the Bible. It is not the flesh. It is not the blood that is our enemy. We've got to remember that. And right now there is one person who's loving all this, and that is the devil. He is laughing his ass off right now. He's sitting back saying, he's throwing a ham sandwich into a room of Weight Watchers, and he's watching them scramble for it. And he's like, go for it. And he is loving life right now. And we need to realize what the true demon is in everything we do, because that's where it starts. And he's real. I mean, he's real. If you don't think he's real, him and his minions are real. We need to be cognizant of that, because if you think this is some make-believe Disney movie, it's not. And if you read your Bible, you realize that this is the beginning of the end. It is the prenatal growlings, if you will, of how all this starts, and it becomes more and more common to the point where we're so desensitized to it, just doesn't mean anything. And next thing you know, we're hearing trumpets. So, that being said, I love you like a brother, and I will tell you this, and I've got a friend of mine, Josh Claypool. I know he wouldn't mind me saying this. He's a psychologist, so I try to think twice every time I even open my mouth to him anymore, because he is a glass half empty kind of guy. I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and he deals with people that issues all day long. He's like a priest. You know, sometimes you should call a priest once in a while and just tell them to have a nice day. Maybe call a priest and tell them how wonderful and how blessed you are in your life, as opposed to come to them with all the problems. Yeah. I mean, think about what it's like to be a priest or a lawyer or a police officer or a psychiatrist or a psychologist every day. Every day, the first phone call you get is, I got a problem. Can you help me? Yeah. Think about their lives. And I've tried to tell him, and we do a little Bible study every single morning through some scripture. He's a Jewish man, that without our faith, and without the grace of God and our Savior coming and dying for our sins, we're nowhere to be had in the first place. And we just got to go back to that. And we got to continue to pray that we get through this. And we got to remember, Michael, that there are great people out there doing wonderful things. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of trauma. It takes a lot of horrible things to see the great things in our society. Yeah. You know, if Charlie Kirk, if you're a Democrat and you saw Charlie Kirk on the side of the road with a flat tire at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know what your ass is doing? You're pulling over and you're helping his ass. You're not saying, by the way, which political party are you with first? Or what are your beliefs? Or what's your thoughts on transgender before I help you with this pipe wrench? Yeah, you know, we help each other, you know, and sometimes I think because we all have this megaphone of information, and that's one thing that I just, social media and shit. I'm like, I'm done with it. I used to be on social media. I know I have to be on social media. I am so over Instagram linked. I'm so over all this crap because there's so much nasty, dirty shit on it. I'm good. I'll make a phone call if I have to. I'm sorry. I see the nasty stuff. I've been hacked so many times. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So be careful. You know, people are like, you know, there's all this fake news and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I'm watching NBC and CBS and ABC and Fox, and my news is pretty vanilla. I don't get my news from the internet. You know why? Because it is what it is. I know for every story I see, there's 9 pieces of shit on there that people are trying to either sell me or make me think that something's true. And now, of course, with AI, you can't tell what's real or what's not real. That's true. Just be careful. Step it back. Keep God in your heart, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I love you, brother.
All right, buddy. Thanks for letting me download all that.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.